case number 10,494, Indian River Power LLC, north of Road 332, a special use exception for installation of additional air pollution controls.
Hi. Names and addresses.
Jerry Hopper. Home address?
Yep.
29731 Springwood Drive, Millsboro.
Amanda Black. I'm from Pittsburgh. 5831 Steel Road, Murraysville, PA.
We allowed you.
Okay.
You both swear from...
Sorry about yesterday.
You both swear from the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for taking the time to hear us and staying around.
Already.
I'm here representing NRG Energy and Indian River Power Plant in a special use exception for construction of additional air pollution control devices at the power plant. I believe there's a pretty detailed description in the packet that you've already been supplied. I don't want to go through lots of technical detail. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. But basically, this project consists of installation of two technologies for emissions control at the plant on our two largest units, units 3 and 4. It's selective catalytic reduction, or SCR for short, for NOx control, and a circulating dry scrubber fabric filter for SO2, particulate, and mercury control. All this is being done to comply with the requirements of DENREC Regulation 1146 and our consent decree that we entered into about a year ago. We finished the preliminary engineering for this. We filed the application for the air permit back in April. We held the public hearing with DENREC Air Group on August 12th, well attended and significant overwhelming support for the project. In attendance at that hearing was Senator Bunning, Representative Atkins, and other local legislators, all voicing support for the project. Right, since that time, we've received the draft permit from DENREC. We're expecting hopefully this week to receive the final air construction permit from DENREC. We think the project in general is beneficial to the entire area. As Representative Atkins said at the public hearing, this is a win-win-win situation where we're improving the environment here in Sussex County. It's a $500 million project, a big boost to the local economy, and it will allow us to retain significant high-paid jobs at the power plant in the future. So we appreciate your consideration in granting this special use exception. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that you all have about the process.
How much will my rates go up?
We don't provide your electric. We just sell it. We just generate.
I'm curious because this is an unusual request.
Well, the power plant itself is one of those potentially hazardous types of operations that the board would have to approve in the first place. And I think anything they add to it has to go through that same process.
So you'll be shutting down two units?
Yes, as part of the consent decree, units 1 and 2, our smallest and oldest units. Unit 2 will be mothballed in May of 2010, and unit 1 in May of 2011. That will leave us with units 3 and 4, and by the end of 2011, we will have finished the installation of these controls. Like I said, by when that's done, we will have reduced emissions, depending on what the constituent is, from 70% to 90%. So we think it's a real positive story that we're fired up about.
Those units that are 3 and 4, will they be shut down in the process?
During the process, there will be a tie-in outage in the fall of 2011 in order to tie in the new equipment. And then after the new equipment's tied in, they would be started back up with these new controls installed.
And we'll breathe easier.
Pardon me?
We'll breathe easier.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Mr. Hunter? Mr. Mills, any further questions?
I'm just marveling at the language in here.
Oh, I would too.
I guess I may have one more. This type of technology has been used before. It's been out on the market.
Very conventional. Matter of fact, we at the public hearing, We had a couple of the suppliers that we're working with there, and for both the SCR as well as the scrubber technology, it's widely used both throughout the states and worldwide.
Okay. Hearing no more questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? I'll wait for. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that the request will substantially affect adversely, but on the contrary, uses of adjacent and neighboring property. Make a motion we approve case number 10,494.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,494. All those in favor of the motion give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.